Anyone else out there who's not stated your name would like to do so at this time? Last call. Okay, then we're going to go ahead, and I am going to turn this call over to Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Candy. Thank you so much. And welcome, welcome to our Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you on this thankful Tuesday. We're just excited about Jesus and thankful that so many of you are pressing each and every morning to be on this call. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, now on a beautiful cruise line, enjoying herself with Jesus, and myself, Dr. Vanessa, from Dallas, Texas, here hanging down here in Prairie View, Texas, we extend to you the warmest of kingdom greetings, and thank you for being a part of our vision, a part of our mandate to gather the eagles each and every morning to hear from the Master and the Master alone. This call, the Master's call, is all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the beginning, the Alpha, all the way to the end and our Omega. And the mission statement that God has given us for this endeavor is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we praise God for each and every one of you as believers in Jesus Christ, that you came together to have your life enriched, fortified, saturated with, thus saith the word of the Lord, and enhanced with the ideas, the mandate of the possibilities that God has for us as his ministers in the marketplace. And we know inherent in the very word of God is the exousia authority that empowers us with the dunamis power to go out and change our world. And the foundational scripture that the Lord has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse in Psalms reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that this morning and each and every morning, the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and they come before the Lord, and he hears. But even more importantly, we thank God that he answers our prayers. And we know that as we petition God with sincere hearts and with pure motives, that he downloads into us his strategies, his way of getting things done to be his kingdom builder. So we praise God for each and every one of you for being a part of this journey. And each and every morning, for a little over a year now, that we have archived the messages that have gone forth that truly encourage your heart, to strengthen your faith. And we invite you to our website, where you can be that mouthpiece, that missionary in the marketplace, and share it with others to let them know that there is a place that they can go and take a word break. It's awesome to take a word break because it's the word of God that is forever eternal. And that website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, Morning Call. .wordpress.com. And I tell you, there is a long list from this entire journey of all topics on trust and hope and faith and encouragement that you can just click on and be blessed and have a hallelujah good time with the Lord. Another mandate that was placed on Dr. PK and I's heart when we began this journey was to be a place of prayer. We all know and we say it because the word in Luke 18:1 tells us that we all ought to pray. But we know that prayer is truly what changes things. And we have our heart and desire to be a place where you can bring your prayer requests, your petitions, and we, with a group of prayer intercessors, will literally bombard heaven and pray and cover and birth the will of the Lord. We are always looking for other people who have a heart to pray. There are those who, like I said, all of us are to pray, but there's those who God, I'm sure, is tugging on your heart to be one of our prayer warriors. We invite you to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. And if he is tugging on your heart, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we're honored to take your prayer requests. We love to get those praise reports. We love just hearing from each and every one of you. The thing that the Lord used, the tool, the vehicle, to knit our hearts together to bring us to this place was Artists International. God ordained a family business that started over 22 years old with the Diaz de Leon family, now based in Henderson, Nevada, right outside of Las Vegas. And this family took the vision and the mandate years ago to be a wellness company, and many of us on this line are distributors of Artists International. And there's so many exciting things happening as we are in this last month of the year to finish big with good health and produce great wealth for our family. So we're encouraging all of you distributors of Artists International on the line to go to your back office. We're reminding everybody, starting early, get that vacation in for our annual extravaganza 2010 in Las Vegas. All roads head there, and there's a great display of information in your back office, and to call and make your reservations for your rooms, get your tickets. The dates are March 9th, 10th, and 11th. All roads head to Nevada, and we're encouraging many of you on this line to come, because we're going to get together and have our morning call live and in color, get to match the names with the faces and the voices that we've been hearing each and every morning. So a plan to be there so we can hug your neck and just be excited about being a part of the Master's Call family. The vision, so that you know what we're all about. For those of you on the line, quite a few of you have been joining who say, well, what is this Artists International about? We're encouraging you to get back with the person who invited you to the call, but also visit our website, www.ar, as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in yellow, S as in Sam, Sam, ARDYSS.com/2012. And there is a little 5.5-minute video presentation that will give you a great overview. And in that artist.com /vision2012, it really tells you where our hearts and where the company is going now and for all of next year. So we invite you to just be a part of our artist family, and those who are not a part of artists, we celebrate you for being a part of our TMC, the Master's Call family. So we have an awesome speaker this morning, so we're going to ask Minister Candy to come back to the line and give us our opening prayer so we can get the woman of God up to minister to our hearts and our souls this morning. Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this Touch a Soul Tuesday, that we will go out and reach out to someone and tell them about your glory. We honor you as the only living God. We come together to bless you, Lord. Father, we are thankful that through you we are able to create a masterpiece of our lives. With our godly thoughts and anointed words, we can paint a perfect picture of success for our lives that glorifies you only. I pray that we are forever mindful of where we have our help. Father God, you are our help, and you're the only one that we can depend on in time of need. We stand on your word that tells us that you love us, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, the master of this call. God, we thank you that this master's call is establishing your divine agenda in our lives and downloading victory, success, and prosperity into our day. We instruct our day to line up with your will for our lives, and we take authority over it this day. Holy Spirit, this is your call. Permeate the airways with God's anointing. Penetrate the heart of every listener. Speak boldly to and through our speaker. Satan, I bind you and every attempt you make to hinder, alter, disguise, or deceive the word of God. I loose the spirit of the living God and the ministering angels to usher in the voice of the Lord. Father, I pray that your continued blessings fall upon our founders, the founders of this call and the founders of the company that brought us together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise God and thank you for that prayer that opened up the heavens and have aligned our hearts to hear the word of God. I am looking for our speaker, and her number comes up all different sometimes. Minister Evangelist, are you on the line this morning? Okay. If you are, if you would star 6, because I'm not sure, I don't see your number on there, and if something's happening, you're not there. Y'all know I'll just continue on in our series this morning. But I'm not seeing her on the line, and that's not like her. So, again, if you are out there and I'm not seeing you on the board, if you could just star 6 your line, I will be happy to it'll open you up. Well, let me switch it, turn it to, hold on just a second, folks. If you would star 6 your line if you're out there now, and then I will let you in. Well, I'm not hearing her or seeing her, so we will just continue in our series that we started yesterday. That for those of you who were on the line yesterday, you know we talked about every day giving thanks, every day in this season and always celebrating our Lord and Savior. You know, we're in the season now of the holidays, and people's hearts and minds are a lot more pliable to want to celebrate Jesus and talk about Jesus. But this shouldn't just be during the holiday season, but every day we want to have an attitude of gratitude. Every day we want to be thankful for thus said the word of the Lord. And in this season, especially, as believers, people's hearts are more open. People's minds are more pliable, I like to say, where they are a lot more open to talk about Jesus Christ. And so we want to use this as a time and as a season to be there and to say, okay, let's talk about Jesus. Let me use this opportunity. Let me pull up my notes, folks, and I'm just going to continue on. Yesterday, we started with thanks, and, you know, I talked about being thankful, hopeful, attitude, where you have a kind spirit. And many times, I hate to admit it, and I think some of you all know what I'm talking about, sometimes us believers are not the friendliest people in the world, and we have to learn to show Christ. My mother's saying that I say all the time on this line, and usually she said it when we were acting bad. She'd say, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather see your demonstration of love than hear you talk about it. Okay, Evangelist just texted in and said she had a emergency and asking us to pray for her that she overslept. But we're going to continue on teaching because I want to always make sure that every time you come on this line, you hear, thus said the word of God. And in this season where it is so important that people see us with a thankful attitude, see, situations and things will happen to all of us. But how do you react? How do you respond when a fiery dart comes your way? How do you act? How do you respond when the enemy does what he does, which is come in and try to kill, steal, and destroy? Is your attitude that in all things we give thanks? Is your attitude, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to look to you and to you alone. It's all about you. And no matter what the devil tries to throw at me, I'm going to still trust you. So we started yesterday talking about in our everyday give thanks, everyday be grateful, keep an attitude of gratitude, a thankful, hopeful attitude and a nice, kind spirit. We said with the T, we're going to trust in God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, because trusting in God will help us in that process, in that trial, in that test, so that we can triumph. We talked yesterday about be holy. That's not a four-letter cuss word. Holy means with a pure motive and pure heart. It grieves my spirit so many times how even in the body of Christ, we may do a good thing, but we really have a wrong motive. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, a lot of times folks want to armor bearer folks, or people want to be on a committee to be seen, to stay in the mix of things, not because they have a servant's heart, say amen or oh me. We get in the choir so it's my platform so I can further my career, not so I can just be part of this or this group so that I can sing and lift up the name of Jesus and lift people into the presence and bring them to the presence of the Lord. We've got to check our motives. The world is so competitive. The world is so aggressive on wanting its way, and that stuff gets in our spirit sometimes. And if we don't stay in that place of praise and worship and keeping our eyes focused on Jesus, we start having sometimes not pure, holy motives. And in a holy lifestyle, darkness won't be able to hang out with the light. And we talked about being honest and honorable in our relationships, in our artist business, being that living epistle so that people will see the testimony in our lives that we live a righteous life. We talked yesterday about the A in thanks, of being available to be used by Christ. Some of us are so busy, being busy, we're not productive. Let me say that one again. Because, you know, I'm always sensitive when people say, oh, I don't want to bother you because you're so busy. That's always my check. Well, let me make sure I'm being productive because, yes, I am always extremely busy. But I want to make sure that, especially with my industrial engineering background, that's the organizational person, the administrative person, I don't need to just be busy for the sake of being busy. I need to be productive. And how do you know you're productive? Oh, John 15, I love how it says, are you producing fruit? And are you producing fruit that remains? So many of us, we can go through our whole day and ask our own selves, what have I accomplished productive today? And we're, well, I went to the mailbox, and, I went to the grocery store. But what productive thing did you do for the kingdom today? We get a little Presbyterian quiet mindset then. So we want to make sure we're available and his ambassador. His ambassador. See, even when we choose daily to be artist ambassadors by being available to share the stories about artists every chance we get. I love how one of our platinum presidents used to say all the time, if you don't have a testimony, take someone else's. When you hear on the call how, especially even with Evangelist Gwen, of how she's been taking the artist products and it's turning that breast cancer around. And we've had so many testimonies of the different products coming into our system and just doing awesome things. Share how the wealth has changed the lifestyle of others, not to be holy haters, but to let people know that there is a way, there is options. And with that other A, you got to be active. See, you can't be moving for the gospel when you're a parked car, when you're a secret agent saint. 007, you're such a secret, nobody really knows you're saved. And too many of us,
Dr. Vanessa, are you there? We can't hear you on the line. You all be patient. I believe that she just got dropped off the call, but I'm sure she will be coming back shortly.
I just sent her a text to see that we lost her.
Yeah, yeah. I believe so, but I'm sure she will be coming back. We thank God for the message that is going forth this morning. Anytime we have a message that is life-changing, the enemy tries to block it, but we know that God has the glory and that he has the power and that his provision will continue to go forth in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Dr. Vanessa, are you back with us? For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance. We're going to focus on Jesus and continue to move forward in the name of Jesus. For in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. For truly, we serve a great God. We serve a mighty God, and God is powerful, and he is still in the blessing business. So continue to be encouraged, and as she said, continue to be thankful, hopeful. Have an attitude of gratitude. Be nice, be kind, and have a kind spirit. She's talking about every day giving thanks in this season and always having an attitude of gratitude. She said, trust in God. Be holy. Be honest. Be available. Be productive. Be an ambassador of Christ every day. Be active, meaning that when you go out and you go out into the world, make sure that your walk and your talk matches. Make sure that they're not unbalanced. Make sure that we're not saying we're Christians, but then we're going around saying, you know, I hate that person, or, you know, I don't like her today. Yeah, we all are a work in progress, but just make sure that what we're doing is bringing the light into dark places and not that we're going into dark places bringing more darkness. So, Dr. Vanessa, are you back with us? So she said to show Christ every day, to give thanks and to trust God in all things. See, a lot of things we go through and, you know, we think, oh, man, how am I going to get through this? But we never allow God to even enter in it. We were so quick to pick up the phone and call someone else, and we never called on Jesus, and he was just waiting there all the time patiently for us just to give him the honor and give him the glory and ask him, Father, what would you like for me to do in this situation? So we give God thanks in every single thing. Even when it looks bad, give God thanks. Even when it looks bleak, give God thanks. Even when it looks good, give God thanks. Because truly, it's all about Jesus and it's all about the Master here on the Master's Call. Has Dr. Vanessa come back to the line yet? Well, to God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Once again, you have dialed into the Master's Call. We thank God for each and every single person that is on the line today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's Minister Candy said, touch a soul on this Tuesday. So as you go out today, be that minister in the marketplace. Remember, Artists International is not about selling, but it is about sharing. So share something today. You never know what someone is going through, and you may be that person who will enter their life or into their space and say something that's encouraging to them. Say something that they needed to hear. You know, a lot of times God allows us to say things, and the person will say in the end, you know what, I needed to hear that today. But see, if we never open up our mouths to say what needs to be said and we hold back, or just say hi to somebody today, put a smile on your face today. No matter what it is you are going through, smile today. Smile. Kirk Franklin has that song, I Smile. And every time you listen to that song, you can't do anything but smile. So as you go through this Tuesday, smile. Be joyful. Be cheerful. Be hopeful. Go out today with anticipation and expectation of the great things that God has in store for you. Don't hold your head down. Get that frown off your face and be thankful every day in this season and always, and have an attitude of gratitude. Dr. Vanessa, have you joined us? If not, I'm going to ask Minister Kathy if she would come to the line and close us out in prayer. We're going to go ahead and close the call out. Minister Kathy, are you there? If not, Minister Kathy, Minister Willow, or Minister Candy, if you would come to the line and close us out in prayer. Go ahead and star six your line and come in and go ahead. Okay, then I will go ahead and close us out in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are God and that you are God alone. We thank you that you are the Alpha. We thank you that you are our Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. We thank you that you are a provider, our healer, our comforter, our redeemer. We thank you that you are a refuge and our strength in times of trouble. We thank you, Lord, that you have heard our cry, that you have heard our call. We thank you for blessing and keeping Rushi. We thank you for giving comfort to the Daily family, oh God. I ask that you would continue to touch Evangelist Gwen Beatty, Father. Whatever situation she's going through, Lord, we know that you are there with her. We pray that you would continue to keep her in your arms of protection. I thank you, Lord, for Angela Hill, and I thank you for the story and her testimony. I thank you that you are allowing her trouble to be her testimony, and I know that triumph will come in the end. I pray that you would continue to give her strength and peace that only you can give her. Continue to bless her children, protect her husband. Let him know that you're trying to show him something as well, that his eyes, his ears, and his heart will be open to receive you, oh God. For Tammy, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every situation and circumstance that she is enduring is only giving her strength and giving her the ability to trust you more every day, yes. Oh God. Continue to bless and touch her family in the name of Jesus. For Wanda, I pray that you would continue to look over her grandchildren, that you would continue to bless Makai and Kennedy, that you would continue to allow them to see the light in her. For Benita, I thank God for her. I thank you for her consistency and faithfulness to this call. I thank you, Lord, that you are continuing to work new things out in her life. I pray for the Cool family that you will show up and that you will show out on behalf of Malachi Cool, Lord. Father God, for each and every listener here on the TMC call, every artist international distributor, I pray that you would do new things in our life. Remove all those things from us that are not of you, that do not represent you, and let your will be done in our lives today and forevermore. So we bless you, O God. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. And I pray that, Dr. Vanessa, that you would allow her to come back to this line in the name
I'm
of
on.
Jesus. Amen. And we declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. To you be all glory and honor. Amen.
Amen. I'm not sure where I dropped off. Sorry about that. Can you hear me now, Timothy?
Dropped off after you were talking about be active, and I just kind of reiterated what you had already said, and I closed us out in prayer because I wasn't sure what was going on, and that's where we are.
All right. Thank you. Well, you're praise welcome. God, and thank you for stepping up to the plate, and we're going to, it is 7:30. So, again, I'm just saying be thankful in every day and in every way. Have a heart of thanks. Get out there and share about Jesus. Be his minister in the marketplace. For many, we're the only Jesus that they're going to see. Share the love of Christ. People's hearts are so open now. And be that testimony. Share with them how much you trust the Lord. Share with them that he's a holy, righteous God, that no matter where you are in your life, the blood of Jesus loves you right where you are and right where you will desire to go, he can take you. Be that ambassador. You have to open your mouth and share. And then with just being the nurturer, having the nature of Christ, and being that godly neighbor. And wow, I tell you, your homework assignment, I'm giving everybody a homework assignment for the next day, couple of days till we finish this up on Monday. Every day, share with someone different what you're thankful for so they can hear why you love this Jesus, why he is the apple of your eye, and you love him with all your heart and you daily desire to please him. So as I got a text from Evangelist Beatty, she had a family emergency, and we want to keep her lifted up in prayer. Spoke with Minister Robin yesterday, heard her family are doing fine. A homegoing celebration for Kip on Saturday. She said just so many people, the church was packed, and people showed their love and celebration and how you touched so many lives. So continue to keep her lifted for the homegoing of her brother and just the other prayer requests that we covered. We just thank God that he's still on the throne, and Jesus is doing what he promised to do in us and utmost through us. So I thank you for that closing prayer, Minister Tiffany, and for stepping up to the plate. And Minister Candy, thank you so much for greeting and seating the people and opening us up in prayer. And we are encouraging you now, as you leave this call, that you go out today and submit and obey the Master's call on your life, whatever he's called you to do. For some of us, those dreams, we got to go dust them off and shake them out and put them back up and say, God, have your way in my life, so that you're his minister in the marketplace and his kingdom builder. Have an awesome day in Christ, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.